Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for the time that we have to be together. Father, we praise you for giving us a body to worship you in. Father, I pray, Lord, today that those that may need encouragement would be encouraged. Those that need direction would receive direction. Admonishment. And Father, most of all, we desire our service today to bring you glory in the things that we say, we do, that would be pleasing to you. And I pray this in your Son's name. Good morning. Now's the time when we celebrate the Lord's Supper together. And in preparation, I'd like you to open your Bibles to Colossians chapter 1. We're going to be looking at verses 21, 22, and 23. As we prepare for the Lord's Supper, I would want to encourage some of you with the reminder of what has taken place in your life. And for some, you may need to hear these words and seriously evaluate your life to be sure that you're in the faith. I think I would regret not saying that in a crowd this size. And I would hope that we can seriously look at these short few verses and be encouraged or truly consider seriously. Verse 21 starts with, "Once you were alienated and enemies in your mind because of your evil action." Look at the adjectives that God uses to describe the unsaved person. Alienated, to be estranged, to be cut off, completely cut away from God. Enemies, we were hateful towards God. Being an enemy, we resented God's holy standard. Scripture tells us we were enemies because we loved evil. I praise God for the first three verses, the first three words of verse 21. Once you were. That is our encouragement, the gospel in our lives, that we could say that's who we once were. Verse 22 comes with good news. But now he has reconciled you by his physical body through his death, to present you holy, faultless, blameless in his sight, and free from accusation. There's three things that verse 22 tells us. One is that Jesus reconciled us. Secondly, that we are reconciled by his death. And thirdly, once reconciled, we are presented to God holy, faultless, blameless. We are in his sight. And that just in his sight indicates how close we are, that he is so near us, and we are free from accusation. Here it is in a sentence what those three things explain. Christ's substitutionary death on a cross paid the full penalty for sin for all who believe that Jesus made reconciliation possible. Verse 23 continues on. It gives a snapshot of a person whose status has been changed from an alienated enemy of God to one who has been reconciled. Verse 23 says, weird word, it starts with if. If indeed you remain grounded and steadfast in the faith and are not shifted away from hope of the gospel that you heard, this gospel has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and I, Paul, have become a servant of it. The words used in verse 23, the two words if and remain, indicate something for us to consider. The new man, the new woman, that has been reconciled will continue to walk in faith. Those who've been reconciled will preserve in faith and obedience, because when God declares a person righteous, he makes a new creature. And that's the promise of 2 Corinthians 5:17. It's described this way: therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and look, new things have come. How about you? Are you a new creation? Again, for many, this is a time to praise God for what he has done in your life. But if you're here today and you're hanging on to sin, and you don't have a desire to repent of your sin, will you take the time this morning to evaluate, to consider these three verses? Will you examine yourself to be sure that you're in the faith? This is not me telling you to examine yourself. Scripture tells us to examine ourselves. In just a minute, the elements are going to be passed by. If you're here and your testimony of your life is that you're not a Christian, I would ask that you let the elements just pass you by. It's not to embarrass you, but Scripture gives a warning about taking these elements in an unworthy manner, and to take this as a non-believer would be unworthy. The men are going to come now, and they're going to pass the elements. When you have prepared your heart, go ahead and take the elements on your own.